Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
That's Stephen Throhill, police, everyone. Now, Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Angie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
All right, Angie. You understand how this here game is played?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three categories. Today we offer you the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me, in other words, what did someone find in their meal? And finally, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Let's do bite me.
Just eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it.
All right, this is a fairly fresh story. The Scandinavian Airlines, there was a flight heading from the Norwegian capital of Oslo to Malaga in Spain when something was discovered. Instead, the plane had to divert to Copenhagen for safety reasons. One passenger said on Facebook, "Believe it or not, a lady next to me on the flight opened the food and out jumped a creature. Now we've turned around and landed at the Copenhagen airport." Now, it's not known if this creature was spotted again after leaping out of the meal. In other words, it was still alive, but it disappeared somewhere on the plane. Now, passengers were later flown on a different plane. An airline spokesperson said this is something that happens extremely rarely. We've established procedures for such situations. Let's also include a review with our suppliers to ensure this does not happen. I, for one, appreciate that he says living creatures jumping out of your food for your airline meal is something that happens rarely. Because if he hadn't said that, I would just assume that's part of the charm.
Yeah.
So the question is, yeah, I mean, you don't have to make that statement. We know. But the question is, what jumped out of this woman's food? Keep in mind, the airline brought it to her. She pulls the thing back, and there it is. Was it a mouse? Was it a cockroach? Was it a frog, or was it a snake? Mouse, cockroach, frog, or snake? What jumped out of this woman's meal? They ended up diverting the flight, taking the people off of the plane, and putting them on a different plane to continue the flight.
See, as soon as you started talking about this, I was like, oh my gosh, it has to be a snake of some sort. But Miles, what do you think?
I'm going to go mouse there, Angie.
Ed?
I have nothing to base this on other than I think it might be a hot meal. And I know even through a nuclear disaster, cockroaches will survive. So I think the fact he might have been in the microwave and still alive is cockroach.
And actually, Ted makes a good point. Most people don't know this. A cockroach wrote the song, I Will Survive.
Mm-hmm. Chuck.
Ted makes a good point. I'm going to go with cockroach.
All right. Okay. I hope I'm right for you.
What jumped out of this meal? Was it a mouse, a cockroach, a frog, or a snake? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
The category is Bite Me on Profile. This, we had an airline that served up some very fresh food with a live animal inside that jumped out of the plate. and then scattered around the airplane and was never found again.
They actually change planes. They're so worried about this thing.
Question is, what was that animal that jumped out of the food? Was it a mouse, a cockroach, a frog, or a snake?
And Angie, that is the very question that we posed to you. And you agreed with the Ted Smith that said it's a cockroach because, as he pointed out, Chuck the Cockroach wrote, I will survive, based on their ability to survive most things. You didn't know that,
No.
Oh, yeah, Chuck the Cockroach. Okay. Wrote the song. Look it up. Google will say something different, but Google's wrong.
Okay.
Google's a lie.
I'm afraid it was not La Cucaracha. Miles, you went with the mouse.
I did.
And you
okay. Yes.
I'm wondering what the meal was. Ted, you made the point. Typically, when you're being served a meal on a flight, it has been heated up in the microwave.
Correct. I think this was a salad or something cold.
Could have been,
the mouse got in, or a frog would get in. Like, you can find a live frog or like a newt in a bag salad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was kind of the... I just thought that he got in there to try to eat what was there.
But again, I feel like when a captain pops on and says, hey, we're going to divert the flight or make this landing, blah, blah, blah.
Hey.
Get a hand count to say, look, the situation is that there's a mouse somewhere on the plane. Are we fine with that just to continue on?
I'm with you. I would vote for keep going.
But dude, it's a mouse. Yep. You know what I mean? It's not going to attack anyone. It's not going to do anything. It is fine. Can we please not have to do all this?
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today, Seth Meyers.
Start with him, okay.
I don't know, I blanked on him yesterday. The Jimmys.
Kimmel and Fallon.
Writers. Colbert. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It's right there. The title like says have teams of talented writers helping come up with the monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
25-year-old woman in South Carolina says she's done with CrossFit after she worked out so hard her arm basically exploded. Others in the gym reminded her that you're not supposed to brag.
Ted Smith.
Yeah, it was me.
All right.
Passengers were taken off a train in England after two squirrels were discovered on board while over in New York, passengers ignored the rats having a knife fight.
Seth Meyers.
Fallon.
Seth.
Passengers aboard a train in England recently evacuated after two squirrels were discovered on board while over in New York, passengers ignored the rats having a knife fight.
Yeah, Miles, you're not wrong. Fallon had one last week on the same story.
Okay.
This was Seth's version. Another prostate-busting night of the Golden Bachelorette. Wow, what a show. They started with 24 men vying for Joan's love, and they're down to 14. Six were eliminated. Four died of natural causes.
Fallon.
Kimmel.
After another prostate-busting night of the Golden Bachelorette, wow, what a show. You know, they started with 24 men vying for Joan's TV love. They were down to 14. Six were eliminated. Four died of natural causes.
NASA discovered a striped zebra rock on Mars and called it an exciting sign of discoveries to come. NASA was like, $5 trillion well spent.
Fallon?
Myers.
Fallon.
You guys see this? NASA just discovered a striped zebra rock on Mars and called it an exciting sign of discoveries to come. NASA was like, $5 trillion well spent.
This is TV related and the fact that this guy was on the news down in L.A.
Right?
So they're doing a story on there's these two mansions in the Hollywood Hills that have been abandoned. People just left them, whatever. So squatters have got in there and started graffiti in the thing. So the things are covered, right? So the news is there. They're going to interview one neighbor, but it's just kind of funny because if you're going to pick one neighbor to talk to about this graffiti on these abandoned mansions. This guy is perfect for it.
This is a sign of utter decline of a country, city by city by city. It's everywhere. We accept the unacceptable. And if you accept the unacceptable, mankind can get used to anything. We'll be used to this. Nobody's going to stop it. Nobody cares. If you think they care, you're wrong.
Damn.
Right?
Wow. Okay.
I did read the guy that owns them. I want to say his dad is one of the owners, one of the Philadelphia.
Yeah, he's a billionaire, isn't he? The guy that...
So the, it's the son of the billionaire.
Right.
Who owns these mansions and just left them. And it's like, I don't... Yeah, I mean, I guess that guy's kind of... I'm like, yeah, that looks bad for your neighborhood, but also like, how much money can you have? You just abandoned two mansions in that kind of neighborhood.
Well, you know, you're the son of the billionaire. So you haven't ever had to do anything. I just get the feeling it's like, yeah, I'm doing something else. I'm going over to the Mediterranean, whatever.
Yeah, and I mean...
I mean, you're a billionaire. You eat the cost of that. Like, yeah, whatever, man. My kid's wherever he's at. It's a tax write-off. It doesn't cost me anything. When you make that much money, it's very negligible cost.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know about you guys. I just think that's almost human nature. Like, I don't care what neighborhood you're in. If there's just a house that's been abandoned forever, eventually you're going
to
be
nothing
like,
good happens to it.
Yeah, it's like, should we go in there and poke around, see what's going on?
Yeah, I would. I would not graffiti it, but if I knew, like, the person's not coming back, like, let's go see what's in there, man.
Yeah, my one buddy, he's got a rooftop deck on top of his townhome, but when it looks back there, there's this one block, with, and it doesn't make sense. The house is old, because everything else around there is newer condo buildings, this sure. and that. And we always just look at it, and I'm like, I kind of want to go in there.
Yeah.
Like, have we ever seen a human walk in or out of it? Like, right? Like, the grass has got to be 2.5 feet tall. It's like, well, somebody owns it. They haven't tore it down. Right. That lot has to be worth
a ton.
A lot.
Right. Right. If not millions. So I'm saying, like, it gets the best of anybody. Like, let's go in there and check it out. How many people in here? Mike, I know you are. Are you guys fans of professional wrestling?
I don't have a problem. Yeah. I don't follow it, but, you know, it's entertaining.
All right.
It has become my recent obsession.
Yeah, and that's what wrestling could do, right? It was professional wrestling. I'm with you. I haven't watched it in years, but like whenever I got into it, like all of a sudden you become pretty obsessed with it.
I'm hooked, dude. It is so fun.
So Netflix has a new series called Mr. McMahon about Vince McMahon.
Yeah, I've heard that's not going to be the most flattering portrait.
No, it is not.
It is not. But at the beginning of it, you know, the beginning of it's good when they're talking about professional wrestling and they're just talking about how, you know, everybody kind of craps on it. And it's like, well, it's faked and this and that. And what's the term?
So is almost every TV show you
watch. It's entertaining.
Right.
Well, I will say, I never understood why wrestlers would get so mad when you called it fake as opposed to, as they say, predetermined. And I get it because the physicality of it is so real.
Well, you got to remember, too, when wrestling first really exploded in this country in like the 70s and early 80s, when it really dominated, you know, they were told, hey, man, don't tell the crowd that this is scripted. So it's a lot different back then.
Sure.
Correct.
And so people called it fake because not that they were, but as an institution, they were trying to convince you that this was legitimate competition.
But you're right. But it's not even that. It's just like I would always call it fake. And then like Miggs would be like, well, it's predetermined. And
sure.
And it's like, right, because the physicality is real, even though you know the outcome of it.
Sure.
Or it's predetermined what the outcome will be. Like, I agree with the wrestlers. They're not lying. Like, they're still playing an athletic sport.
And they're taking a beating out there as well.
No, what I'm saying is, I don't think you call it fake now because everyone, and they will admit, like, yeah, obviously, this is a scripted thing. So you go, okay,
well,
this is not fake. This is fun. It's entertainment. But back in the day, when you're like, oh, man, this is real. That's right.
And at this point, I'm saying I would still call it fake.
Right.
Like, even when I started watching that special, I'm like, why are they so weird about the word fake?
Well,
and they're like, well, look at this. I'm like, all right.
To me, it
seemed like we were splitting hairs. Now I get what they're saying.
Well, correct.
Like, it is predetermined, but it's still real.
When Ted Turner got into the WCW or whatever it was, he said, you know, Vince, I'm entering the wrestling business. And Vince said, I'm in the entertainment business.
Right.
The difference is, before Vince bought everything, there were regional wrestling areas where all these different subdivisions that he all bought up were very active. So they have that now with like more local stuff and more amateur stuff.
It's kind of coming back.
And
yeah.
But back then, like the Pacific Northwest and Canada, like, you know, if you look at the Heart Gym or whatever was going up in Canada, you had every week, because they taped, a regional wrestling event in your area. When Vince took over, you know, like what you want and saw the other night, right?
Yeah.
That's once a year.
Right.
Back then, it was every week pretty close to where you were. Mm-hmm. You could go to an auditorium.
A local show, absolutely.
And it was still televised. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like there was a bigger fan base then because of that.
Well, so here's part of it. And you're right. Defy does a great job here in Seattle. Mm-hmm. Right. So I didn't know this either. I did not realize that Vince McMahon, like, didn't know his father until he was 12 and then bought that company. Like, this was his dad really didn't want him to have it. It's not one of those where it's just like, oh, my son gets the company. But you're right. It was all territories, and it was kind of a gentleman's agreement. Now, where Vince, besides just going into those areas, he would go in, you've spent 10 years making Thrill into this character.
Yeah.
Vince would go in, buy Thrill, and then come back to town and be like, now we have a show with Thrill.
Right. Exactly.
Well, that's, yep. I would say, yep. Like, Andre the Giant, everyone had heard about this guy, but he was wrestling regionally. And then it's,
yeah.
So basically, you know, for years, we've heard about this giant
sure.
man. This is pre-social media, so you only saw stills of him. Clearly, he was big. So, like,
huge
when he
being,
showed
yeah.
up in a region that he had never wrestled in before, like, he would pack the place.
Also, yeah. As fake as it is, or they say it is, Stu Hart, when he ran that dungeon, he would kick people's ass, and they quit. I mean, he would put them through military-style training
right.
to be ready to go out there. So back to the physicality of it.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
It might be scripted. Yes, it might be all this. But guys left the organization because the training was too hard.
And there's guys all the time on the IR with the WWE.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. As I'm watching this, I'm like, what is the difference? And then it's like, all right, I see what they're saying.
Yeah.
The fake just throws them off because it's like, look, and you're right. Back in the day, they didn't tell anybody. But it by the time Vince McMahon shows up, like, everybody knows it's predetermined.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And this and that.
You're
but
also talking about a
15-foot
ladder and you jump off. Yeah. Oh, okay, that might be scripted. But
gravity is the same.
Do you want to do that?
I would also say this. I was thinking about it because obviously Vince McMahon has had a lot of lawsuits, not very good stuff
That's
over
right.
the years. But if you like wrestling, he did turn it into this giant thing. And like, look, trying to think out a phrase. It's like, I love college football, right? Nothing better than a Saturday watching games, getting up watching game day. I don't know if there's a dirtier sport than college football. So, like,
I would agree with
that. If you're a wrestling fan and you watch that, you probably won't like Vince McMahon. If you're a real wrestling fan, you probably know this stuff, but you could still enjoy wrestling.
Yeah.
And that doesn't excuse what he did.
No. Enjoy the product. Look, man, there's a lot of products we enjoy, but people don't love the person.
Correct.
Starbucks does quite well. Ask anyone in Seattle about Howard Schultz, you get one thing. Right? Everyone uses Amazon. Ask people about Jeff Bezos. You're going to hear something different. Same thing with wrestling. Like, yeah, he's a scummy douchebag, but the product, good stuff.
Yeah, yeah, but that's pretty good.
Disney was a racist.
Look, they also back in the day knew they could not go to the same diner together if you're a heel or you're not.
Right. The amount of work that went into making sure that this story kept going.
You go to a small town, and you're eating in the only diner that they have, and you've got the guys that are wrestling each other sitting there eating lunch, and people would come up and get pissed off.
Right.
And then they would get in fights with locals, like, how are you eating
Well, and Vince McMahon, to his credit on that one, that was one thing he wanted to change, was that, like, a lot of the territories he was kind of thought of as, like, kind of a trashy sport.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, people would be right up on those railings, screaming, spitting at the dudes and stuff. He's like, we're going to make it seem fancier and make our wrestlers seem like stars.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And the WrestleMania thing is wild. I didn't realize that first one he planned. John Stossel from 2020's backstage, like, doing interviews. They figure out that he's just trying to do, like, a hit piece.
Of course.
And, like, one wrestler was like,
smacked his ass.
Right. It's not real. And, I mean, he hit him twice, like, hurt him. And then Hulk Hogan and Mr. T are on the Richard Belzer. He's the comedian?
Yeah.
He had a talk show.
Oh, I did not know
so
that.
So he's kind of giving them crap. And none of them have media training yet.
Yeah.
Sure.
So Hulk is getting all fired up. And then Belzer's like, all right, put a move on me or whatever. And he basically chokes him out. Belzer falls back.
He does.
And splits his head open.
Oh.
So, I mean, it is... It is wild. I mean, just the way they tie in. Like, again, there's a lot of
that sounds like a great
dark
show.
Stuff in there, but it's on Netflix. Give it a watch because it's just interesting too to see like where MTV plays a role.
How
in
long
it.
Is it? It's like a 2 hour thing.
Each episode's like an hour. And
okay,
there's a bunch of episodes.
Oh, so this is my episode.
It's a series.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
So here's one thing else I did not know, Ted. So when they do these documentaries, Vince McMahon tried to buy the Netflix show.
Yeah, tried to buy the rights.
Then it would never air.
And I thought, Catch and Kill.
And I thought to myself, Yeah, but that was like more, I thought that was more like a National Enquirer story thing. Not that you could steal an entire show on television.
Well, it's on that Catch a Kill. If you pay for it. This, right, and you have the rights to it, you can trash it.
Guess who did last week? Guess who bought who had enough money to successfully bid and buy and make sure that a show would never air from Netflix? Oprah.
Really?
She had enough money. Vince did pony up enough money.
She bought it. She bought it back.
To get this thing killed. Oprah
It's also funny that like when this stuff airs, Vince McMahon is already very closed off. He's like, I got stories. I'm not going to tell you this and that. And they just put up a thing that's like, just so you know, we filmed most of this before all these
allegations
show up.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
So you makes you wonder, like, what's going on with Oprah?
Yeah.
Fair enough, right?
Let's see. You know what? I don't know if this show's going to be any good or not, but I've been bombarded by commercials for it. It's over on ABC. It's called Dr. Odyssey.
Dr. Odyssey.
It looks so trashy and stupid.
Thank you, right? Joshua Jackson is a new doctor on a luxury cruise ship captained by Don Johnson. That's what I think. You know what? I like those guys.
You and your girl and Captain Johnson.
Yeah. Also, don't forget tonight over on Amazon, you got the Cowboys at the Giants.
Right. You, your girl, and your Johnson.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate it. You're listening to Men's Room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, away we go. Nebraska Diaper Bank reaches a milestone of mustard of the back proportions. Meanwhile, a city council apologizes after accidentally showing a video with naked contortions. Grocery store employee stocking banana gets entire shift done in half the time. A new sign in Everett tries to convince you that you are doing fine. And Ohio homeowners find their cat casually playing with a hand grenade. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
I'm just looking for some sugar.
Go away.
Sorry. Top story, we go to Germany where the bananas are a little sweeter, if you will, Miles. Authorities were called after several branches of a local grocery chain reported finding a little something extra in their banana shipments. Bricks of cocaine.
Oh!
In total, store employees collected 210 pounds of the drug, according to German authorities.
You know how I don't work there? Because you're hearing about this.
Because you're hearing about it. Following an investigation, they suspect that the grocery store branches received the shipments in error.
You think?
I will say this, because it's a chain. It's no different than like QFC's bananas were found to have like cocaine in them.
Sure.
That local area, find the one chain that didn't find cocaine bricks.
Yeah.
And you'll find who did it.
Great. It's the cleanest store in town.
That's right. That's
the flow is a mop. Everything's neat. Right.
In other news, insane story out of Ohio. This is wild. Police had to be called because of a curious house cat. While renovating their home, the owner's attention turned to their cat after they noticed that it was playing with something that they did not give it. After discovering it, they immediately called authorities, who sent the bomb squad because the cat had managed to find a hand grenade, batting around like a doggone ball.
In their home.
Authorities arrived on the scene and confirmed their suspicions, determining that the grenade needed to be disposed of and the detonation was scheduled. They're still not positive where it came from. It had to have been left over from the last
person. Homeowner?
Right. Now, how in the hell the cat found it? They had to have...
Because
like,
cats can crawl space. You know, cats can go anywhere.
They had to have been in the basement, and there's a shelving unit that was left behind or something like that.
Could have been a drop ceiling before we replaced our drop ceiling in the basement due to the flooding.
You found a whole bunch of grenades.
I did, but I kept those, and I told my neighbor what's up.
Bricks of cocaine.
Our cat... I did not know the cat was in the ceiling until the cat came crashing down.
Really?
And I swear to God. And landed in the sink next to the bar down there.
Hi,
man.
Janet.
I mean, it scared the pig. Because you don't know the cat's there.
No!
You never know where your cat is. They're like ninja, and all of a sudden, there's a quick, like, kind of cracking sound, right? It was the typical drop ceiling back then, that styrofoamy looking kind of crap. And then the whole thing came down.
So
and there's the cat just... boom, and all this other stuff.
So Ted has been in the place that I am renting right now. I did, in the basement is my gaming area where I've got all of my stuff set up. I've got my studio set up down there. I did not know that there was access to underneath the house.
Oh, really?
Until all of a sudden one of my cats ended up missing.
Oh.
We went everywhere looking for that guy, and we grabbed his treats, and we were shaking him outside. By some chance, he might have slipped out the back door something like that, until I finally hear him mewing, and he's... You know those, like, they got those little screens that kind of let the underside of the house breathe a little bit?
Yes.
I saw him just pressed up against one of those meowing at me, and I was like, how in the hell did you get under there?
Right, exactly.
I set him loose under the in my basement after I got him back up, and then I found exactly, he went right to the same spot, and I found exactly where that hole was.
The place he got stuck that he's meowing for your help.
Yes!
And he goes right
he
back.
He can't find his way back. He can find that hole once I put him there.
Good God.
Yeah, my friends, like, we'll hang out in their shop, right? Like, garage, but just
sure.
a shop.
Yeah.
But it's big and this and that. And their cat, Potato Man, he'd always be darting around. You wouldn't know it. And then he'd, like, plop down. So they finally put a bell on him. So you can kind of keep track.
Yep.
But it's almost spookier because half the time you can't see him.
Right. You just hear this bell ring.
Like, yeah.
It's like the crocodile from Peter Pan just without the ticket.
Yeah.
Officials in BC, Canada have issued an apology after a local council meeting was hijacked. In an effort to give locals the platform to bring issues to the council, they've allocated time during their regular meetings for public inquiries.
Oh, boy.
But as the public does, people have taken advantage of the platform, as they say, to attack, degrade, and scream at elected officials more than to bring fixable issues and concerns forward, because we can't be trusted. With the final straw happening recently, they've had to issue an apology after a resident took the floor of the public inquiries portion via Zoom, as is allowed, and took the opportunity to share their screen and air a pornographic video for all in attendance to view. They've apologized for the video for any psychological distress that it might have caused to the viewers, with some on the council feeling that this may spell the end of the segment. The meeting ended abruptly following the incident.
I would at least told them, hey, don't apologize.
Right? Oh.
I mean, no offense.
She looked good to me.
This meeting was kind of boring. That was cool.
But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Raising a family comes with its own challenges, mentally, physically, emotionally, especially financially. One such organization in Nebraska has been doing what they can do to alleviate that last challenge in the way that they can by offering help to struggling families as a diaper bank. Since 2014, the bank has opened its doors to families in need, providing much-needed diapers at no cost to the parents. Now, 10 years later, they're being celebrated as they've just handed out their 8 millionth diaper.
But it's all to the same family.
I'm about to say, to a single child.
He just keep pooping himself.
That's right. Men's Room Sports! The Mariners are on the road tonight, but there's some rough news in the wild card fight. After tallies came in, we're sitting at a full 3 games back, meaning that we need to win all 3 games in the final homestand, and we need some help from Detroit and Kansas City because they both need to win just one more game each to knock us out completely. That's what I wrote at about 10 a.m. Earlier today, but then KC and Detroit failed us in grand fashion, both winning their games. The Mariners have been knocked out of playoff contention.
Really, man?
Oh, yeah, wow.
You know what that means?
Yeah.
They're going to sweep the A's.
That's a fact.
They're absolutely going to kill them.
Go to the games
they're
tonight.
They're going to kill them.
And not tonight, but go tomorrow. To the games this weekend. Tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday.
Just go have fun.
Go have fun.
All right, good. I mean, tear it up.
Look at a team that can be 10 games in first place and not make the playoffs. I'm sorry. That's burned me all day long.
That they were 10 games ahead months ago?
Correct.
And now, yeah.
And I mean, I get it.
But the
it
only reason
happen.
They were even in the mix is because of that.
Yeah.
I mean, look, it makes you feel any better. The Orioles had a horrible, like, last month, and they kind of turned it back on and got in.
You know what?
Mike, does that make you feel better? Makes me feel better.
Yeah. I feel great.
I know it makes his daughter feel better.
No, my daughter will let you know all about it.
She does. I can't see the woman anymore without her giving me grief about how we lost when we went to see the game.
It's your own fault. You brought it up last time.
I did.
I thought you were going to give me grief, and immediately.
My eye. I saw her. She was looking at me. She was waiting for opportunity, and then she struck when I brought it up first. What's on tonight? You got some college football on ESPN as Army takes on Temple. Baseball all over MLB Network. Preseason hockey on NHL between Boston and New York. And Thursday night football over on Amazon Prime as the game between Dallas and the New York Giants is already underway. As far as your weather... Yeah, no kidding. As far as your weather, if you like today, you'll love tomorrow. Cloudy skies dominate the night, bringing in the temperatures down to 57, bringing us into Friday. We've got mostly cloudy skies and can expect a high of right around 67. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the weekend, the return of Ted versus the FCC. It's a bad joke Friday, all that stuff.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why it's not outside of Cleveland, you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.